You know, it's funny. One of my I fill in over at Channel 3 from time to time, mm-hmm. and one of my pod mates, there's Sam Smink, and then there's Cassidy Williams, the investigative team. I don't know why they stuck me over there, but I think it's just an open desk. But they both won awards as two of the best reporters. Cassidy, what award did you win?
It was the best investigative story.
Yeah, best again, and then Sam Smink won best reporter.
Correct.
Yeah. So Cassidy Williams from WFSB joining us here. Reese on the radio is here as well. Good morning. So you got a series on electricity coming up, but because of the election, that's going to run next week, or is it going to run later this week? When is that going to start?
It should start running on Wednesday, assuming the world is somewhat together still on Wednesday.
And where are you going to? Do you know where you're going to be tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, I'm actually going to be at the station for the first time ever, just kind of answering when anyone sends us. We have this thing set up. If people are running into any issues at the polls, it's going to be my job to answer those questions or call places if issues are popping up and looking into those.
Oh, so from an investigative standpoint, just troubleshooting if there are concerns about election integrity.
Correct.
Yeah. So I'd like to talk about the electricity series first, and then we can talk about what's airing tonight. But, I mean, obviously there's huge controversy over the rates over the summer and, you know, this thing that we never knew before called the public benefits
mm-hmm.
Charge. How are you breaking down this series?
Well, I think the first one, I'm just trying to explain exactly what the public benefits charge is and where your money's going. I think there's still, even though, you know, this happened a couple months ago, there's still so many misconceptions around this charge. For one, it's not new. It's always been there on your bill. You probably just didn't notice it, one, because it used to be pretty low, such a small percentage of your bill. And two, Eversource actually changed the way their bill looks. So now you can see the breakdown and see the public benefits charge more visibly. So it's always been there. It skyrocketed in July.
I guess the real question, and maybe this is answering the piece you want to hold it, but is it something, because there was that petition to get rid of it, is it something that we could actually force the company not to charge us?
It's interesting. So everything in the public benefits charge are things that basically the state legislature has told Eversource, you have to spend money doing X, Y, and Z. And Eversource says, okay, like we'll run these programs that you're requiring us to, but then you have to pay us back. So the public benefits charge, in theory, those charges could go way down if the legislature stopped running those programs. And Eversource wouldn't have to do those programs, and then they wouldn't. I think it'd be pretty hard to find a mechanism to get a private company to kind of just take on those costs on their own without expecting some way to get paid back.
Hey, it's Reese on the radio here, afternoon host. Let me ask you this, because I've gone through this thing with the with Eversource over the last couple of months. One of the things that I found out in these charges is an amount of money going to things like the Connecticut Green Bank. Was that a part of your investigation, and did you look into how much money the Connecticut Green Bank is getting?
Not that specifically, because I think that's a small portion. I think I was trying to look at like the big chunks. We look at, you know, Millstone's, Eversource says, is around that Millstone contract's around 70% of kind of where that increase came from. Mm-hmm. 20% is the bills that weren't paid during the pandemic moratorium.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was also that extra, another increase passed in August that took effect in September. That's around $3 extra a month for the EV charger rebate program. And we take a deep dive into that as well. Found some really interesting data on where exactly these chargers are going in the state.
So, go ahead. Do you have a follow-up?
No, I was going to say, my follow-up would be, if we were to get rid of, or if Eversource, if you saw this in your investigation, if Eversource were to get rid of those programs that weren't necessarily, let's just say, popular amongst the ratepayers, what would that, by what percentage would you say that that extra charge would be reduced? Would it be 15%? Would it be 30%?
Well, Eversource, I think, doesn't have the power to get rid of these programs. That would have to come from the legislature.
And that level, you're not seeing, in other words, your investigation didn't say, like, how much of that would be reduced by the legislature. Because I kind of feel like Eversource is being used as the strong arm for legislature to charge ratepayers more than they need to be charged. I'm sure that's what you found in your investigation.
And I think that's certainly what the Republicans in the state legislature would argue, that it's just kind of this secondary tax.
Because, by the way, Cassidy, you nailed that. That's Cassidy Williams joining us from WFSB. The other thing, and again, the series runs on Wednesday. I think there are five parts of it. Is it five?
Yeah, because it's complicated. There's a lot of things to get into. We get into, you know, there's some claims that have been thrown out there that Eversource is really raising your rates because of, you know, they lost $2.9 billion in the offshore wind industry and having to sell it all off. So we look into all the different kind of parts of it.
Yeah, including, you know, whether municipalities can take up the issue of doing power on their own, which some do. I lived in Braintree, Massachusetts, and they have their own power company. Cassidy Williams from WFSB, the last thing real quick before we let you go, what's airing tonight?
Yes, so tonight we just have a story looking into, I did an investigation over this summer into a bill about student-athlete safety and found no one at the state was following up to see if schools were actually following it. Hmm. And when I asked the lawmaker who passed it, I was like, who's following up? And she said, no. And I said, why not? Her response was, well, that's just, no one really at the state follows up with things unless something happens. I was like, So we're looking into that when it comes to education bills, of like how often, you know, they pass this law to do this thing, but does the state actually follow up? Who's actually in charge of making schools follow any of these laws?
Good stuff, Cassidy. We appreciate it. And obviously, if there's anything ever you want to talk about, come on. You're welcome to come on and talk about it. We appreciate it.
Great. Thanks for having me.
All right. Cassidy Williams from WFSB. Again, that power series, the electricity series, starts on Wednesday. I mean, I feel like the power companies have a lot of, they're going to make their money, whether they put it in that charge or find a different way to charge you. So, like, they're going to make their, and I think it's one of those things like healthcare. It's like, is it a privilege or a right? If it's a right, it's hard to do business with a profit motive company with shareholders.
Exactly.
And so that's the problem, is that you got a company that's trying to make money and return money to their shareholders, and you have people on Main Street who think they shouldn't get charged too much for something that they...
You would lose so many people in that industry if it were to be government regulated. And I think that's what the big argument is in the healthcare industry, is like, if government is control of it, people would just leave the business.
Well, because they wouldn't make as much money.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really want the government to run healthcare, but I hate the way it's run now.
Right.
So I don't know what the solution is. That's why it's one of those topics that's so difficult, because I don't want the government to get a whole nother huge appendage for trillions of dollars.
Right.
But the way it's run now is insanely stupid. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know what the solution is. I really don't.